I could keep you nice and warm. Won't do no thinking, I'm in love. If I was to give you the word, that's anything.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two somber milestones have been hit as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections hit 14 million and continues to rise above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. An unpublished report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommends that 18 U.S. states should impose more stringent lockdown measures. The report identified the states as red zone areas because they had more than 100 new cases per 100,000 people last week. Among the states are Florida, South Carolina, and Texas, all of which reported record numbers of COVID-19 deaths. Teams of military personnel have been deployed in Texas and California to help overwhelmed hospitals that treat coronavirus patients. The report recommendations are contrary to the position taken by U.S. President Donald Trump, who insists that states reopen even as infections continue to rise. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is once again raising the red flag about the recent surge in coronavirus cases, particularly in southern states. Speaking to a live stream audience organized by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Fauci said the staggering increase in cases is a case of serious concern. Despite some hopeful areas, Fauci said leaders need to encourage their people to wear masks and to practice other measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has warned the United States could soon endure 100,000 infections per day if it does not more aggressively embrace social distancing. This is VOA News. New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload passes 1 million. Fresh COVID-19 spikes, even in places as far-flung as China's vast western region, are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic. That follows Brazil's announcement that the country had passed 2 million confirmed cases and nearly 78,000 deaths. That's 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May, on a gruesome plateau that has yet to tilt downward. The UN Humanitarian Affairs chief warned that the failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronaviruses in the world's poorest countries would risk an even worse tragedy in the future. Mark Lowcock said that if richer countries do not act, a series of human tragedies more brutal and destructive than COVID-19 will impact the world. He said, unless we act now, we should be prepared for a series of human tragedies, even more and more destructive than any of the direct impacts of the virus itself. Former President Barack Obama, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are among those paying tribute to Representative John Lewis, who died after battling pancreatic cancer. The 80-year-old civil rights icon was the son of sharecroppers and battled racism very early on in his life. He was of Georgia, and it was announced on December 29th that he had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but he vowed to fight it with the same passion he had battled racial injustice. On the front lines of the bloody campaign to end Jim Crow laws, with blows to his body and a fractured skull to prove it, Lewis was a valiant stalwart of the civil rights movement and the last surviving speaker of the historic March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says he's begun receiving intelligence briefings as he warned that Russia, China, and other adversaries were attempting to undermine the upcoming U.S. election in November. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee was not specific and offered no evidence while addressing a virtual fundraiser Friday, but in the process, he confirmed receiving classified briefings after suggesting as recently as late last month that he was not getting them. Biden received intelligence briefings while vice president, but told reporters that he was not getting them as of June 30th. And classified briefings are traditionally provided to majority party nominees once they've won a primary, but Biden won't formally become the nominee until the party's convention next month. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. Are you ready to dive into some awesome music? Well, I've got a great playlist today. Mostly current music, but a nice mix of Afro mainstream and other stuff that you don't hear on your local music stations, like contemporary classic Mandé music or Ethiopian alternative or singer-songwriter music from Casamance, Senegal. And then there's great reggae and gorgeous music from Cape Verde. Okay, so that's the playlist today, but I've also got exciting current music news. Song of the Week is a fun, high-energy dance tune, a new release by Queen Sheba Kiranji of Uganda and featuring Christo Panda. That comes in at 1:30, and Kwame Ofori joins me virtually, as usual, to present that. Then, last but definitely not least, today's feature is my interview, a virtual interview, with Inanga musician Munyakazi Deo from Rwanda. Now, Inanga is a very special traditional instrument that's unique to Rwanda, and Munyakazi has just released his debut album that features that instrument in an innovative and fresh new way. He calls it Afrofusion, Inanga Afrofusion. So he and I talk about the album, and then one song in particular that I really love that's about the Rwandan mandatory work day. Well, it's officially called a holiday that happens once a month, called Umuganda. It's suspended right now because of COVID-19, but the song is about that, and I think you're gonna really love meeting Munyakazi and listening to his great music. So that's what's inside, peeps. Now let's get to it! Starting off in high gear, this is Ray Vanny and featuring Diamond Platinums from Tanzania with Amaboko.
Mwaga maji tucheze kama kambale. Leo ni Vani boy, yupo na mtoto atandale.
Watoto wa bibi wanacheza kote mpaka kwenye matope wanavua wiki kama wamegombana na ebito fanya kama unadukua
twende sasa
unanengua
twende sasa
pika na pakua
twende sasa
chukua
twende sasa mabobo bobo tunakesha popo
leta chupa kwa chupa na moshi tulewe
tunakesha popo
nasema bobo bobo
tunakesha popo
shika pesa tusepe silali
Sambua,
Kalewa,
Ana Kipinoa,
Kalewa,
Ana Jichetua,
Kalewa,
Ay, 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 ay,
Kalewa,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
Amagulu,
Amaboko,
Amaboko,
Amagulu,
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 Asa baby show, show ni shali choko mama. Baby go, go, mesha usijali lawama. Anasi piti titi, kwento fuchi titi, katoto kuchi kuchi, kwenye kuchi kichi kichi. Kwenye nyomi kichi, kwenye nyomi tiki, twende paka moni kipiti, pinza meshe moni kimbiji. Katoto kana papara, para, kupi kwenye meki. Mutaka masigara
ra, ra, ra.
Nasema popo popo
Tunakesha popo
Tembeza cha ukucha na mwondo tulewe
Tunakesha popo
Anangu popo popo
Tunakesha popo
Kama kigo mafuta silale mwenyewe
Tunakesha popo
Aye, aye.
Kime mpana
oh, Kidaluso
Kime mpana
Kaisha leo
Kime mpana
Somba kama fuso
Kime mpana
Umo
Amaboko
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 kama kitu cheze kama kambale Leo ni vanipo, yuko na mtoto atandale
Sachezesha kilesu,
kilesu
Akilesu, kilesu,
kilesu
Sazungusha kilesu,
kilesu
Kilesu, kilesu,
kilesu
Yes, all right, that was Rayvanny and Diamond Platnumz from Tanzania with their newest dance sensation, Amaboko. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Daka Dembele with Baba. Now, Daka Dembele is a Canadian-based Ivorian artist, and he just came out with an album called Petit Bateau, which means little boat in French, and it was just released in March. This is the closing track from that album. Baba means father, and he sings in Bambara, the same language, actually, as Alpha Blondy, if you know him, or Tiken Jah Fakoly. They're all great reggae stars, African reggae stars. And in the song, Daka is denouncing the way that so many African politicians grab power and then never let it go until the day they die or are overthrown.
Kefi maye ibadilone manakeje maye
ibadilone
ala kalebu manye marifa fanga manye joli pa fanga manye wolo mani fanga ni shani mata
That was Baba by Daka Dembele.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Maggie, Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa, VOA. Don't touch that, that.
Hey guys, so I told you at the top of the hour that I had some current Afro mainstream jams for you. You already heard one from Tanzania at the top of the hour. Now we're going to vibe out to two brand new Niger tunes, back to back. First is Mi Casa Su Casa by Corrida Bello, and then Woman, an Ampiano jam by Rima. Let's go!
My girl, seen a lot of faces, but nobody shine, girl. Nobody shine like you, girl. Seen a lot of fine girls. Nobody can replace you, cause you are divine, girl. Proud to call you my girl. You know you're my question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. Yeah. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na-na. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na-na. Love the way you walking, baby. Love the way you talking, baby. I'm in love with the things that you say. I'm in love with the games that you play. Talk to me, yeah, talk to me, babe. Tell me you're loving me, babe. I'm in love with the things that you say. I'm in love with the games that you play. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. Yeah. My question, my answer, my heartbeat, my laughter. Mi casa, tu casa, all in all. If you give me chop, I no go wrong. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na-na. If you give me chop, I no go run. If you give me chop, I no go talk. If you give me chop, I no go rush. I'm gonna take my time, na-na. Oh, love the way you love me so. I love you deeply from my soul. Now you love that make me catch it cold.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Another banger. I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my type, the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect. I get one with be my sponsor. I get one with they call me honey. One way they do me winching, winching. She they do like patience or soccer. Wale, color. Get in my room, make you lock on. Body they move like a python. Love what they giving me iron.
Rima, two like woman. Hey, everybody, this is Music Time in Africa, and we're just coming off a back-to-back jam of brand new Afro-mainstream hits. We had Mi Casa, Su Casa by Corrente Bello and Woman by Rima, both from Nigeria. Hello, I am Heather Maxwell. Now, let me take you all into a new kind of musical territory. These are three amazing songs that you've probably never heard of, either because they're from a different country or from a country that you normally don't hear music from, or they're by an artist who's not mainstream. You know, not electronic dance music or Afro pop or reggae. But I think you're gonna love them, so don't change the channel to get to those songs you know you love, that you hear all the time. You know, take a breath of fresh air here and expand your musical mind. This first one is by a Cape Verdean singer named Mayra Andrade. The title of the song is Tangalakatan. It's in Portuguese, so I'll translate for you. Empty. You up and left. You went to Cacaz. You treated me with disdain and you diminished me. When I got home, I knocked and knocked and knocked. Tangalakatan, Tangalakatan. But there was nothing in the house, just some tea, some incense, a portrait, the cat, and an empty pan. Come back. Don't go. I'll fix what I did wrong and make it beautiful just like it was before. Everything will be all right. That was Mayra Andrade from Cape Verde with Tangalakatan.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Hey guys, here's another female artist you've probably not heard of before. Her name is Maria Siga. She's from Casamance in southern Senegal. And this is her song Wama, a track off her debut album released in 2020. Wama means what's happening in Jola.
Whoa,
All right, and that was Maria Siga from Casamance, Senegal. How are you all doing, darlings? Doing all right? If you're just joining us, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America from Washington, D.C. I'm recording from my home studio because of COVID-19. Coming up in just a few minutes, my colleague Kwame Ofori joins me virtually to present Song of the Week, which is Choyena Omanya Remix, a total Afro mainstream dance tune, super fun, from Tanzania. After that, there's more great music, and then my feature artist of the hour. You are gonna meet a young artist from Rwanda whose mission is to bring back the roots of Rwandan music. His name, Munyakazi Deo. I had a virtual interview with him earlier this week. He's in Kigali, and he just released his debut album of Inanga Afro Fusion. Yeah, you are in for a real treat. But first, let's get back to that third and final song that I think you've probably never heard, but will love. It's called Eyaye, and it's by Trio Dakali and Kronos Quartet. Now, Trio Dakali is a trio of Malian griot musicians, a singer, an Nguni player, and a balafon player. And Kronos Quartet is an American string quartet from California. They got together and they recorded this song, which is a classic Mande song in the traditional griot repertoire, but then now interpreted here by this international collaboration. Here it is, AIA.
Love.
That was AIA, a new interpretation of an old Mande classic by Trio da Cali and the Kronos Quartet. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and it is the bottom of the hour. That means it's time to bring on that virtual presentation of Song of the Week with my colleague, who is at his home studio, like me, in mine, Kwame Asante Ofori.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Hey, Kwame, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
As always, it's nice to see your face.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Same sentiments. Yeah.
So what's new?
Nothing much. Just staying at home, making sure you're keeping safe and not being infected.
I know. So it's been so long, you sometimes forget that that's the main thing we have to keep remembering
yes.
to do, is just
yes.
to stay healthy.
Stay safe. Stay
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, yeah. But I like your hat.
Oh, thank you. It's a gift.
It looks like a, what do you call that? A dinkra?
Yes. So it was gifted to me by a brand called a Janine brand. And the symbol is Fauhudie, I think, which means freedom.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. So.
Freedom. I like that. Just for those listening, you know, you can't see it, but it looks it's like a blue cap, you know, like a baseball cap. But
yeah.
the symbol's white and it looks kind of like a butterfly, maybe.
Yeah.
Sideways.
I like how you're describing it.
Yeah, or a flowery X.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Freedom. All right, cool. So are you ready for this Song of the Week?
I am. I am. What's the title?
Choina Umanya.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means? That means what you need to know. But mm-hmm. it's not about the meaning of this song. It's about the dancing. That's it. So the artists, by the way, are from Uganda. It's Queen Sheba Karungi mm-hmm. featuring Crystal Panda.
Oh, lovely. I like his name, Crystal Panda.
Actually, it's not Crystal Panda, though. I think that's even cooler because I picture a panda bear that's in crystal.
Oh, no.
It's actually Cristo, like C-R-Y-S-T-O, Cristo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to hit it?
Oh, yeah. Let's get right into it.
Let's wind it up.
Crystal Panda, Queen in Angin Panda, Viviana, Bibamba, Bamba, 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 to know the beat. Choina Manya, Panda, Choina Manya,
yes, sir.
Choina Manya,
Choina Manya, 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 Choina Manya, no Taina, Yawaya Chama, Choina Manya, no Kapaya, Pia, Yawamba, Choina Manya, Gui, Choina Manya, Gui, Choina Manya, Gui, Gui, Gui,
Choina Manya, Kapaya, Pia, Wamba.
Well, I mean, the song is just absolutely fun. That's it's not a serious thing, it's not a heavy thing, but it's colorful, it's bright, and I love that there are a couple different groups. There's Cristo and his crew, the guys, then there's these kids, and then there's Cristo and Sheba together, and there's a few solo dances, and they're all just breaking out their moves the best they can.
Choi no manyo no tai na yewe ya chama. Choi no manyo no kapo ya fiye ya wamba. Choi no manyo gwe. Choi no manyo gwe. Choi no manyo gwe.
And Heather, I mean, I agree with you 100%. And I also noticed that the producer had like a sound there that sounded so much like Would You Be Loved by Bob Marley. The bass guitar picking in the beginning. Yes, it made it refreshing and nostalgic.
Hands up, walaya believe. Bore to beg, goli kona kameme. Stop, ntwari da kameme. Aba singa nyo kachibalume. Shia mada mwe, kamu wolo me. Dress so green inge susa. So fly, chidi da bouncer.
Kwe, choi no manya kapo ya peya wamba. Ono mana taina na weya chamba. Choi no manyo mutima kweya wamba. Pita baby na furo.
Now this is a remix of a previous version of the song. Do you know anything about that song? Do you know much about Ugandan pop music at all?
I do listen to some Ugandan music, but I didn't. If this is the remix, I want to hear the original.
Yeah, it's good too.
Great.
Tuganda wallet, Tuganda kubeche. Bimba ne guy, tutesa street. Tuganda wallet, Tuganda kubeche.
Bimba ne queen, tutesa street.
All right, so that was Choi Na Omanya by Queen Sheba Karungi and featuring Crystal Panda.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Guys, stay safe. Don't forget, you're still in a pandemic.
Yeah, but keep dancing too. Keep dancing.
Of course.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante. And that was
Song of the Week.
It's music time in Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. Now we're just going to cruise. We are just going to cruise here for a minute to this awesome beat. Just enjoy it. The song is called Sponono, and it's by South African DJ and producer Kabza De Small, but it also has a lot of other artists on it. You're going to recognize some of them. There's Wizkid, there's Burna Boy, Casper Nyovest, and Maduman. Yeah, let's cruise. Guys, that was Sponono by Kabza De Small. Today's feature interview via Zoom with Rwanda Inanga artist Munyaka Zideo is coming up very soon. But first, take a listen to this. It's one of my favorite singer-songwriters from Ethiopia. His name is Dawit Sherent. This song is called Saint Monica, and it comes off his brand new EP released in June called In Pursuit Of.
So I struggling to find peace within your face. Felt your pain, a pain in your silence.
and wraps your veins. For a long time you've been around when I don't understand. I was lost, but I know you've been around through all of my steps. I've been praying, I've been praying for you. I've been calling, I've been calling out for miracles too. I've heard you, 'cause I'm on my feet in this broken world.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Yes, all right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and you just heard Dawood Sherrant with his new song, Saint Monica.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Okay, now it's time for my feature interview with Munyakazi Deo. It was recorded via Zoom earlier this week, where I was able to catch up with him in Kigali and talk to him about his new album, his debut album, and the one song that I really love in particular, Umuganda Rwanda. Hi, Deo. How are you?
Hello, Maxwell. How are you doing?
Fine, yes. So tell me about your debut album.
Well, my album is named Isoko Dusangye, which simply means our common source. It's about bringing back the culture, back to the roots, to the basics, the essence, and stand for the legacy.
I see. Let's just watch together and listen to one of the tracks on your album that I really love. It's, I think, the newest video release from one of the tracks.
Oh, yeah.
mwiriwe mwiriwe umuganda wagenze gute ndase mwahumureye he genari mugatenga gutunganya umuhanda watwawe n'izu
twitabira umuganda is my fusion of inanga with different musical instruments which gives the diversity of the real African music. Umuganda is a monthly collective work where people gather and work together, and I believe it's a huge contribution to the nation.
I remember that work day when I was in Rwanda several years ago. I was there on that Saturday, and it was very impressive. I really enjoyed seeing that happening. But what I like about your video are a lot of things. It has a real inclusiveness about it. So you have a female playing the saxophone in a jazzy style. You have different kinds of instruments, traditional instruments like the calabash, the inanga, of course, which is your specialty. And there's the djembe. You even have some people with disabilities in the video. And then it's also funny because you have people hiding who are lazy, I guess, that don't want to work. Tell me, how does that happen actually during COVID right now? How are people managing with the workday? Is that still happening on Saturday? Are people wearing masks?
Well, wearing masks is a must. Of course, and unfortunately, nowadays we are not attending the Umuganda because of keeping social distance measures as the way of overcoming the coronavirus. I think when the corona is over, we gotta do it again.
Your love and passion for this instrument, inanga, and cultural traditions in general is really strong. It shines through, and it always has. I've been following your work for several years now. What is the main source, do you think, behind this passion of yours?
And my inspiration is from my ancestors. I'm following their footsteps of standing for the legacy and keeping alive our real African music, our folk music. And people used to think that the inanga or traditional music is being played by old people, and I wanted to sustain my culture by following the legacy of my ancestors. So I'm here to stand for the legacy, and I will keep pushing till the whole universe know that inanga is from Rwanda.
Your album is now released, and we're still under pandemic restrictions, of course, so you can't perform live yet. But what are your plans in, say, the next year?
Well, so far, I'm promoting the album. You can find it on different social media and on digital platforms like Amazon, iTunes, and especially on Bandcamp. And I'm grateful it's trending worldwide. And after this, I will be having a short break to think about what to do the next and get energy of doing the second album. And I will be attending different festivals around the world. Many, many, many projects on the way. Please get ready.
That's fantastic. Deo, thank you so much for joining me, and best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so now you know Munyakazi Deo and a little bit more about what's happening musically in Rwanda right now. And speaking of now is the last song of the hour. This is Yakachana, Where You Dego, by Fancy Gadam from Tamale, Ghana.
In the video say you dey love them now, you dey follow you way, you dey run no Yakachana. 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 You promise them you never leave them now, you dey follow you way, you dey run no Yakachana. Where you dey go? Yakachana. Yakachana. Yakachana.
Jana. I thought say my ex they make a day tire. So I decide to retire. The new one the year it be fire. Chai, not frying pan to fire. I dey follow this guy, it is a paper. Always he come back in me paper. Now he do the thing, he tell me later. Oh, later, later. Too for the mini bandiba. Run and die a cabaret in your cooker. I am too for the mini bandiba. We run and die a cabaret in your cooker. Cabaret in that tunane. I mean, I call it a puladane. Cabaret in that tunane. For the mini bandiba, run and die a cabaret in the cooker. In the middle, you say they love them. Now he they follow you away. They run no yakachana, yakachana, yakachana. Solo yakachana, yakachana, yakachana. Yeah, yeah. You promise them you never leave them. Now he they follow you away. They run no yakachana. Where you they go? Yakachana. Solo yakachana.
You don't say if you Casanova, number 9 in the top striker. Where in the light to you still, you be customer. Take off the love where you search, so you believe in all the lies. I mean, I make you shine your eyes, oh. These guys can be top and go. One time, then go touch and go.
And with Fancy Gadam's Yakachana, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. Remember to hop on my Facebook page or group or Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, my YouTube channel or Twitter, and say hello. You can check out the interviews and special features there. There's lots of stuff, and I would love to hear from you. A special thank you goes out to Munya Kazideo and his team in Kigali, Rwanda, for that great Zoom interview. And also to my colleague, Kwame Asante Ofori, for helping me present Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio on Friday at 09:05 UTC. And then again on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. And you can always also find us online anytime. Just get on voanews.com, search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay